landed at the White House. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News.
President Trump is hosting two Apollo 11 astronauts. We're right now at the White House, the event marking tomorrow's 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The family of the late Neil Armstrong, the first man to step foot on the lunar surface, taking part. Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, and Michael Collins, who orbited the moon during the lunar mission, also meeting with the presidents. Iran is denying one of its drones was downed by a U.S. warship yesterday. President Trump said the USS Boxer had used anti-drone technology to disable the unmanned aircraft as the ship passed through the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump not backing down in his feud with four minority Democratic congresswomen. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Rich, the president is complaining about the media coverage of what he calls a tiny stage crowd greeting Congresswoman Ilhan Omar as she returned to her home state of Minnesota.
We are ready. Yes. We are in the ring. We are in the people's house.
President Trump has disavowed a send her back chant at a campaign rally in North Carolina. Today he tweeted, it is amazing how the fake news media became crazed over the chant, but is totally calm and accepting of the most vile and disgusting statements made by radical left congresswomen. Rich?
Rachel, the Nebraska Supreme Court upholding the convictions and death sentence of a man who killed four people in Omaha shortly after leaving prison in 2013. In 2014, Nico Jenkins pleaded no contest to killing the four in three random separate attacks. He was sentenced to death 2 years ago after long delays over concerns regarding his mental health. This is Fox News.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands, like DeWalt. Shop Pro bonus days and save $130 on a DeWalt 4-tool combo kit with two batteries and a charger for $269. And get a DeWalt 16-pack reciprocating saw blade set for $19.98. During Pro bonus days, get exclusive Pro savings with your Lowe's business credit account and enjoy breakfast on us all week while supplies last. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/21. Credit terms apply, U.S. only.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
This heat wave warning covers much of the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says the heat wave will stretch from the Rockies through the Midwest and into the East Coast.
I'd say the worst day is probably going to be Saturday. Along with the high temperatures, there's going to be pretty high levels of humidity, and the combination is going to be producing some very high heat indices. And we do anticipate the heat indices to be anywhere from 105 to 110 degrees across those areas.
Orovec says a cool down will begin early next week. A former Louisiana State University lineman says he's adjusting to life with a titanium leg after being shot by a dog while duck hunting in Mississippi. Matt Branch says a black lab named Tito jumped onto the bed of a pickup truck, stepping on his 12-gauge shotgun, causing the safety to turn off and the gun to fire. His leg was amputated. If you've got the money, you may soon be able to orbit the Earth in space.
Billionaire Richard Branson says his Virgin Galactic spacecraft should be ready to take tourists into orbit not in years, but in just a matter of months. The craft still needs a few test flights, and Branson warns passengers will need some advanced training for a rigorous launch.
They'll head off into space at 3,500 miles an hour in 8 seconds.
Branson says more than 100 people have already signed up to go out of this world.
They'll be able to float, they'll become astronauts, and they'll be able to marvel at our beautiful Earth.
A 90-minute ride's going to cost $250,000. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well, if you're a parent planning to see the new Terminator movie, you'll likely have to spring for a babysitter. The director of Terminator Dark Fate says the movie will have an R rating. Tim Miller told San Diego Comic-Con that Arnold Schwarzenegger even won a bet because he used a particular profanity more than 5 times. The new film ignores the storyline of the last Terminator movie. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Friday, the best day of the week. We love Fridays. Joining us in studio, we're very happy to have him on. He is the former state treasurer of the state of Nevada. He is Dan Schwartz. And I know that you've been teasing us with the possibility of your running for high office. And now, apparently this week, you have made an announcement.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to be here. I really enjoy it. In fact, it was 2 weeks ago, after several months of thinking about it, I announced that I would be a candidate for the GOP nomination for Congressional District 3, Joe Heck's old district.
Okay, so tell me what this means. This means you're going to be running all across Congressional District 3, and explain where 3 is.
Sure. First of all, it'll be a treat to run in CD3 just because I've effectively run statewide campaigns before. So I'll be able to really focus in and talk to people and meet people. Not that I didn't do it when I was running for state treasurer. Southern Nevada, which is where we are, you have CD1, Congressional District 1, which is sort of the hardcore of Las Vegas. Dina Titus can lead her life there. It's a very hardcore Democrat district. CD3, and then CD2 is, of course, Northern Nevada. It's a Republican district. CD3 is really the only battleground district in the state. It wraps around CD1 and then meets CD4 in the north. It's Summerlin, it's Henderson, it's Laughlin, it's Boulder City, and a few other places. So it's a reasonably big district, but the voters are concentrated in Henderson and Summerlin.
The current holder of CD3, Congressional District 3, is Susie Lee, yet I never hear anything about what she's getting done there.
Well, in fact, she's done very little. She's a nice lady, smiles. She had an education fund, and I think she basically is there. She ran a primary race in 16, it lost by a lot. But her family put in $1.6
million.
Whoa, we're not done yet. And then in this last election, she put in another $1.6 million of her own money. So that's about $3.2 million. She's got the support of ACT Blue, which is the Democrat fundraising organization. And, you know, whatever you may say about her, as I say, nice lady. She hasn't done anything. She kind of checks the boxes. But she says that here, and then she goes back to Washington, and she's a card-carrying member of the Pelosi Brigade. And that's everything they've done. You know, it's the Green Act. It's no budget. They haven't done a budget. There's no immigration bill. Right now there's a big controversy with the squad. And this lady, Omar, and it's almost comical, is she should have been expelled. And Nancy Pelosi, whom I respect, I think she's a tough lady, she appeased her. And now she's bearing the fruits. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat majority find themselves in a position of having to defend the indefensible. Omar should not be in Congress. AOC is a loudmouth. She should not be in Congress. And there's Nancy and the D's supporting these people.
It used to be that when you were talking about Nancy Pelosi, you were talking about the far left fringe of the Democrat Party. Now you've got the squad. Have you had a chance to analyze Susie Lee? Does she fit more with Nancy Pelosi or with the squad? Yeah, is she way out on the left?
She's not way out on the left. She does what Nancy tells her to do. The problem with that, and this is what I think this election is going to be about, is Nancy's party are their Democrat socialists. That means they want big government. They think that big government will solve all our problems. And that's just wrong. Our country, where does Nancy Pelosi get her money from? Where does AOC get it? They get it from people who actually worked for a living. And then they go out and it's comical to watch the presidential debates. They're all falling over each other to see how much free stuff they can give away. It's just incomprehensible.
Look in your crystal ball. We got 20 people that are going to be on the stage later this month in Detroit. Who comes out of that? I mean, is there a top five? Is there a top six, as you see it, that'll come out of these debates?
You ask a good question. And, I've read the press reports. You know, four or five of them, I may be mispronouncing his name,
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg, right. Kamala Harris, Bernie, Biden, and I think those are it. There's maybe one other. Everyone else is under 1%. Why are they running? I don't know. They may be angling for vice president, but I think they have no chance. And I truly wonder about Kamala Harris's strategy. Is Biden, for all his sins, is really representative of the Democratic establishment? Why would you come out in a national debate and beat the guy up? Because they're going to remember that. And I think as popular as she may be today, they're going to remember that, and she has no chance.
Coming up, I'm going to borrow a question from Dan Schwartz. Why is he running? We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Why is he running to be your representative in Congressional District 3? He's got a wonderful life, a wonderful wife, a great family, and he could be enjoying himself, but yet he's out on the campaign trail knocking on doors, maybe knocking on your door in CD3. Why is he doing it? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. And in fact, we blow into the entire of Congressional District 3. A guy that has announced he is running in Congressional District 3 is Dan Schwartz, the former state treasurer, and he joins us in studio. I'm going to ask you the question. You asked the question of some of these presidential wannabes. I'm going to ask the same question of you. Why are you doing it?
Kevin, you can ask any question you want, and that's certainly a good one. I'm doing it for two reasons. One, I'm doing it because I can. I think I've shown I ran for state treasurer. I won it. But more importantly, I showed the people of Nevada and certainly people in CD3 that I would fight for them and I would have results. And they can look at it. We quintupled the returns on the general fund. We put in a college savings plan. I fought for ESAs. We put an end to this $175 million scheme for a phantom automobile plant. I fought the first to fight against the governor's budget. I think Governor Sandoval was, his heart was in the right place. You just don't dump $1.2 billion into a project. I have a successful record as a businessman. We built a media company that still exists today and continues to do well. So I think the record is there. But more importantly, the second reason is we need to, I'm mad, maybe that's the right word, about what's going on in Washington. We have partisan gridlock. We have a Democrat majority who thinks that more government is the answer. In the process, we have no immigration bill. We have no budget. We have a group of people who should not be in Congress, which, as I say, I don't necessarily agree with President Trump's means, but I think it's the thrust of what he's arguing is correct. So I'm a fighter. I think I fight along principled lines, and I want to bring that fight to Washington.
I want to ask you a question. You touched on it, but I want to kind of dig down on this. Because I know other candidates have told me one of the first questions they always get asked by Republican voters is, do you support the America First policies of this president, President Donald J. Trump? What about you?
I support the president. And let me try, and that's a very broad question. Let's look at his policies towards China. And I think the president is actually onto something here. I mean, the United States for many years really supported the Chinese economy. And I was in Hong Kong, so I had a front row seat on that. And I think that the president is correct, that we have reached a point now where President Xi has announced his 2025 Made in China program. And if he carries that through without any changes, it's going to devastate the United States. And I think President Trump is correct in saying, wait a minute, we need to change the parameters here. And I don't think we're going to change. The Chinese economy is a state-owned economy. I don't think we're going to change that. But if you go to China, which I've done several times, you can't get Facebook, you can't get Google, you can't get the New York Times. Not that many, I'd like to read it, but not many people want to read it. And I think that they have taken some of our technology.
Taken or stolen?
Well, I'll let you decide that.
Okay.
They have taken it, which, and I think that needs to stop. And I think I'm not a great believer in brinkmanship. I don't think it works in China, but I think that we, as a country, I think President Trump is correct. We need to change the rules of the game.
Have the tariffs worked, especially as it relates to China? And you know the China situation better than probably anybody in this state.
Right. Thank you. I don't think they have. And I think that, and that's why I say I don't agree with the brinksmanship. I think the tariffs have hurt American farmers, American businesses more than they've hurt the Chinese. The Chinese... my wife is Chinese, and she says the Chinese just don't care. They'll take their business elsewhere. But I think it has hurt them. The economy is slightly softer than it was, but I think it has hurt American businessmen and American farmers worse.
Let me ask you, you've seen the divisiveness in our country, and a lot of people are asking, do we need to be electing better people? People that aren't going to divide us, people that are going to unite us. And I'll just ask that question of you. How do we turn this ship around?
Kevin, I think that's a very key question, and I think it's on a lot of Americans' minds. And I think this next election is I don't know that it'll settle it, but that's where the battle is going to be. It's great to see let's all have a kumbaya moment, but I think we have two very different visions of America. We have the Democrat socialists who believe in big government. They believe big government is the solution to everything. And it's comical to watch the presidential debates where they're all falling over each other to give away more free stuff. I think the Republicans, by contrast, and I don't agree with everything that we say, truly believe in private enterprise. They believe in markets. They believe in competition. They believe in individual initiative. And I think that that's really what's at stake in this next election. I'm a Republican. I believe my Democrat opponent is a card-carrying member of the Democrat Socialists. And that's what we're going to be fighting about.
I want to ask you because, and I forget who it was that came up with this term, but millennials, for instance. A majority of millennials in a poll said that they would rather live in a socialist country than in a capitalist country. I'm not sure who came up with this. I think it was Marco Rubio or somebody like that said, we ought to stop calling it capitalism because it has bad branding. We ought to start calling it economic freedom, that's really what it is. Are we winning or losing that battle when it comes to economic freedom?
Yeah, I mean, I think if it was indeed Senator Rubio, I think he's on to something. I actually was in Washington, and I was talking to some people at the NRCC, the Republican Congressional Committee, and they understand that millennials don't understand what socialism is. And the answer is that most of them, I mean, there's some that haven't, but have grown up in a prosperous society. They've grown up with a lot of things handed to them, and that they don't understand that for their parents to have achieved the level of prosperity they have, they had to go out and work for it. They had to fight for it. And I think that this is the challenge, that one of the challenges that the Republican Party faces is to really convince, to show millennials what socialism is. And socialism, if you want to know what it is, you can go to France, you can go to Scandinavia, you can go to Germany, and they're fine countries. But where is the genius in these countries? Is the innovation, the excitement is all in America. And I used to tell people is look at the lines in front of the embassy. I was in Hong Kong. The lines applying for U.S. visas were around the block. There was no one in line in Britain. There was no one in line in China. This is a great country, but we are a private enterprise, free market economy. If you go out and work hard, you got to take some risks, you will succeed. And that is what is at stake.
Final minute. Every campaign, regardless of what level, if it's a national office or if it's a statewide office or city or county, whatever it might be, you guys all need something. What is it you're asking of the people of CD3? You need yard signs, you need volunteers, you need money. What is it you need?
Good. Thanks, Kevin. I'm glad you brought up the subject. You know, first of all, I would appreciate donations. You can go to dan4nevada.com. We've got a video on there which has actually had about 20,000 views. So it's a good video. Take a look at the video, and then there's a donate page. I would certainly appreciate whatever it is, $10, $25, $50. You can also, as I say, we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for people to make phone calls. It's you know, the normal, your basic political campaign. But I think that we have a campaign that hopefully people can believe in. I mean, this is going to be a struggle between a view of our government where we trust what we need to bureaucrats 2,000 miles away who live at taxpayer expense versus an economy and a culture that really relies on individuals and private enterprise.
Dan Schwartz, great to have you in studio. Thank you so much. Safe travels across CD3. I know you're going to be doing a lot of stuff, knocking on doors, talking with a lot of people. Thank you so much. We'll have you in again, I promise.
Good. Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Dan Schwartz, former state treasurer, and he's running for Congress. He wants to go to Washington and represent you in CD3. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, we're going to talk about health care. Yeah, Matt Bellis will join us from Liberty HealthShare. All that and more coming up live and local now.
Fox Business Network. All Wall Street stocks are higher in afternoon trading as investors brush off a mixed bag of earnings reports and instead are focusing on the central bank's comments that seem to strengthen the case for an interest rate cut. Also, some strong financial results from Microsoft, as well as Boeing's announcement that it would take a nearly $5 billion hit from the MAX grounding, are boosting the Dow today. And Microsoft shares are rallying and in record territory after a much stronger than expected earnings report with strong growth in its Azure cloud unit and also also LinkedIn. David Dietz of PointView Wealth Management is encouraged by Microsoft's report.
They're just hitting the cover off the ball, but they are in all the sweet spots of technology. Their cloud business is growing like gangbusters, breathing down the necks of Amazon.
Microsoft shares are up over 1.5% today, leading to its over $1 trillion market capitalization. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky. Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Another probe launched in connection to financier Jeffrey Epstein, a Florida sheriff ordering an investigation into the time he spent out of jail under a work release program after being convicted of sex solicitation. The focus, whether deputies assigned to monitor him violated any rules.
Epstein is charged with sexually abusing dozens of underage girls in the early 2000s and has pleaded not guilty.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Apollo 11 astronauts at the White House marking a moment in history. The anniversary tomorrow of the first lunar landing.
50 years ago, more than half of a billion people were preparing to watch Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin take those famous first steps on the moon. It was the culmination of 10 years of work. 400,000 Americans contributed to the effort.
Fox's Kristen Fisher at Kennedy Space Center. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now.
As you know, this week, and we've been talking a lot about it, Bernie Sanders rolled out officially, and this is 2 days ago, rolled out his Medicare for All proposal. Not as a proposal, but in a bill draft form. And what he is doing is he is essentially laying out the entire Medicare for All program. And just so you know, not even the well, and in fact they don't agree. The 2020 presidential wannabes, they don't even agree with it. Why is it it will not work? Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with my buddy Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare, who joins us. And Matt, first of all, why won't this thing work? Why won't Medicare for All actually work?
Well, you have to start looking at what the primary goal is that you're trying to solve. And if you're trying to solve lower cost, greater access in healthcare, Medicare for All won't work, primarily because it doesn't fix the primary issue with the way that we pay for healthcare. And that's the removal from the patient from the costs. You've got a patient who goes into a doctor or hospital, does not know exactly what the procedure that they're going to undergo is actually going to cost. And so they, under blind ignorance and then no fault of their own, but blind ignorance, go with what the doctor says. The bill gets transmitted to somebody somewhere. Hopefully somebody somewhere is watching the expenses, more likely not. And then you have a whole system that the cost just keeps rising and rising and rising. In a world where there's high costs in terms of licensing and regulation, and now with insurance, and nobody's watching the front lines of healthcare, that's the primary reason why it won't decrease costs and increase access, because you've still got the same problem that you have with third-party payment systems.
Hey, Matt, I know we'll know more later in the month when they have this big debate, these two debates in Detroit. But not, are you surprised that even among these 2020 presidential wannabes, that there is no universality? I mean, there's no commonality at all, agreeing on. In fact, a lot of these candidates disagree with Bernie Sanders on Medicare for All. They think it's wrong. Are you surprised by that?
I'm not, because you have to look at the central planner mentality, and every central planner has their way of doing things, and it's unfortunate, because I'm a person, a lot of people are of the mindset that we would rather let individuals choose for themselves what they can do within their own lives and be supported by a system that helps them be free, yet accountable. And in a situation where you've got a lot of people who want to control a very sensitive issue like healthcare, it's not going to be a surprise that you have differing views. We have people who want to reboot the Affordable Care Act, ACA 2.0. We have Medicare for All. We have a complete overhaul single-payer system where the government owns the hospitals, the clinics, the doctor, you know, all of those things. So you have these differing views, but it's all under the guise that the patient should not be in charge of healthcare. A bureaucrat should be in charge of healthcare, and that's just not going to fix anything in the long run.
Matt Bellis joining us from Liberty HealthShare. We've been talking about Liberty HealthShare on this program and been talking it up for, I don't know, 3-4 years or so. I'm curious, are there elements of Liberty HealthShare, medical cost sharing, if you will, that would work on a national level, a government level? Or are they just two such totally different entities, dealing with something like this versus, having the federal government do something like this? Would it work on a national level?
Well, I look at it from the standpoint of an individual's right to choose. And so for me to say healthcare sharing is for everyone and everyone can use it and, that's a bit of a stretch, because what it does within healthcare sharing, it requires you to own your own healthcare, to be responsible with your healthcare and free within your healthcare, to make the right kind of choices within your own healthcare, that you're receiving the benefits and the consequences of your own decisions. And so is everybody on board with that? Can everybody do that? I have to leave that up to God and smarter people.
I want to ask you, because I was at dinner about a week ago with a couple of your members, and they were singing the praises of Liberty HealthShare. And one of the things that they said is that, you know, and they were trying to convince the other people at the table, hey, this is amazing. You got to try this. That this, while it's not for everybody, it is a viable option for people that have given up on Obamacare and single payer and all of that. But one of the things they emphasized is that this is a totally different way of looking at the at our healthcare delivery system. We talk about the change of paradigm, if you will. It is a different way of looking at it, is it not?
It really is, because there are two things that the most common way of paying for healthcare today, which is a third-party insurance system, there are two things that those do that we do not do. First and foremost is that we do not pool funds. We don't put money into a big, giant pot, invest it, and hopefully someday you'll be able to make a claim on that pot someday. What more or less it turns into is a bureaucratic black hole that you send your money somewhere, not sure where it's going, what it's going towards, what it's going to do, or even if you're going to be able to take money out of it when you actually need it. This is a different system. We are all each individually responsible for our own care, and we're responsible for the bills that we incur. And so we're going to go to the doctor and hospital and be responsible for our bills. Yet what happens during those times that are unexpected and unaffordable? If, you know, healthcare costs $10 all across the board, it doesn't matter. But we're talking about thousands of dollars here. So what happens whenever you have those bills? Well, that's the second thing that we don't do that other insurance companies do. They transfer risk. Your broken arm is that risk is mitigated amongst all kinds of people. Hopefully it doesn't cost that much. They try to use the power of large numbers to get the cost down. The unfortunate side aspect of that is nobody's watching the purse strings on the forefront. And so that's where you get the higher costs. So they do two things that we don't do. We don't pool funds, and we don't spread risk. We're all each individually responsible for our own health care, and we share medical bills with one another on a national monthly basis. Each and every month, our members are sending in share amounts through Liberty HealthShare to other members who have a need. So it's member-to-member, person-to-person cost-sharing for individuals who are responsible for their own care. It doesn't sound that wild once you start to realize it's what you would normally do in a situation that you didn't know how to pay for. It would be your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community that you would turn to say, I'm in a tough bind, I need some help. Well, we've taken that whole idea and concept, made it more systematic, more dependable, more economically efficient. And so that way you have a system that you can rely on whenever you do have those large healthcare bills.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. I want to ask you about doctors, because one of the things I'm hearing relative to this Medicare for all nonsense is that doctors would end up leaving their practice, that hospitals would end up going under. I want to ask you, doctors and hospitals, do they like Liberty HealthShare?
Well, I was actually just on a phone call yesterday with a doctor who is not only someone who says Liberty HealthShare is great, but backs it up and says, I'm also a member. They regularly see patients. They think that it's a fantastic way of taking care of your healthcare bills. It's a way that they are able to actually practice medicine. No longer are they a de facto bureaucrat for the third-party pay system. they're actually able to practice medicine with their patients, focus on them, let the patient decide what's best for them, and enact that treatment. So those are the kinds of things that doctors and hospitals are more freed up now because they have members of Liberty HealthShare as their patients.
Who is it that ultimately, you talked about bean counters and third-party folks, who is it that actually decides what's covered, what's not?
Within Liberty HealthShare or within the third-party payment system?
No, with Liberty HealthShare.
It's the members who actually decide that. It's the members who are in charge of our sharing guidelines. They say what they want and what they don't want. We have a board that oversees everything, but we have members who vote regularly to say, we want to be able to share in this, we don't want to share in that. So we often give them questions about what they want to have as eligible medical expenses. And so it's the members who gather together to make those decisions.
Alternative forms of medicine. More and more of my friends are utilizing alternative forms of medicine, not the traditional Dr. Marcus Welby, MD type stuff, but stuff that's a little different. What about that? Is that stuff that is covered with Liberty HealthShare?
If you are someone who wants to visit a holistic naturopathic doctor, those are potential eligible expenses with Liberty HealthShare. We want you to be able to focus on your health and go towards those things that you think would be most beneficial to you. And so if those are things that you want to be a part of, as long as they're eligible expenses, absolutely, we share in those things.
I want to take you back to the beginning, because to me the toughest part is people that have been doing, let's say, Obamacare for the last 3, 4, 5 years, and they're fed up with it. They can't. They just can't afford the huge premiums, the massive deductibles, and they want to get out from under. How do they go about doing it? How can they begin with Liberty HealthShare?
Well, first and foremost, I would suggest that if anybody is willing to be a part of healthcare sharing, they really need to ensure that they have the proper mindset when it comes to being a part of healthcare sharing. That's the biggest portion of ensuring that you will be a good member with Liberty HealthShare. Are you willing to take ownership of your health? Are you willing to be that person who is going to ask questions at the doctor's office, seek the lowest price treatment but the best quality? We want people who are engaged in healthcare, not just expectant, entitled participants. We want people who are actively working within their healthcare. So that's the first step to making sure that it's a good fit. The second is just to go to libertyhealthshare.org, get information, go through it. Make sure it's a good fit for you. It's not a good fit for everybody, so make sure it's a good fit for you. You can download our decision guide, go through all the processes and procedures. You can see what's eligible, not eligible. We put everything right on the front of the table so you can make sure it's a good fit for you and your family.
And I'm assuming it does not take long to after you fill out the stuff. You get acceptance in what, about 72 hours, something like that?
Yeah, if not 24 hours.
Wow.
It depends on what part of the week that you're calling in, but anywhere from 24 to 72 hours, we want to be back to you to let you know how you would fit in with Liberty HealthShare.
And again, one more time, where do they go? How do they get all this information?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can also give us a call at 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
Matt, always good, man. We'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks.
There you go. Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare joining us. We're running way late for a break. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group, came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the market. Place, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent ya.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Thanks to Dan Schwartz, to Matt Bellis. Rico Aller will be coming up next hour. Our eyes and ears in northern Nevada. This is going to be exciting. I know a lot of people are really geared into this, and I don't exactly know why, but I said, well, if that's what people want, that's what people will get. If they want to find out who's in this Democrat presidential wannabe list, then we'll give it to him. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut one, because this is Wolf Blitzer. This is the lineup for the second round of Democrat debates coming up next week. This is going to be wild. It's going to be Detroit, Michigan. And they had last night, they had what they called the draw. And this is who's going to be on which night. Wolf Blitzer did the honors last night.
Here's how the candidates will be positioned on the debate stage each night based on their rankings in the polls. We're going to show you the podium order. The candidates with the highest polling numbers will be positioned in the center of the stage. Here are the candidates we'll be debating on Tuesday, July 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern. On the left side of your screen, Marianne Williamson, Tim Ryan, Amy Klobuchar. In the center part of your screen, Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke. On the right side of your screen, John Hickenlooper, John Delaney, and Steve Bullock. Those are the podium positions for the night of Tuesday, July 30th. Here are the candidates we'll be debating on Wednesday, July 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern. This will be the podium order. Once again, let's go to the left side of your screen. Michael Bennett, Kirsten Gillibrand, Julian Castro. In the center part of your screen, Cory Booker, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang. And on the right part of your screen, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, and Bill de Blasio. Once again, these are the podium positions for the debate on Wednesday, July 31st.
My question is, how does Andrew Yang get so close to the middle? Does he have some support that maybe the rest of us just haven't figured out yet? And by the way, I don't know how many of you are interested in the debates, because we know what happened last time with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, and that now that has like raised the profile of Kamala Harris. Now the question is what happens this time, and why is it so important? Why is it so important who's in and who's out and where they stand on the podium? That was a question. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick. David Chalian was on with Anderson Cooper and David Axelrod. Here it is.
Let's just look at what happened in the first debate in Miami. Kamala Harris totally transformed the position that she was holding in this race in that one debate performance.
Because she was with
Joe
Biden. She
took on Vice President Biden. And recall, getting to sort of why we're doing it this way as well, Anderson, in those first debates, you had four of the top five candidates on one stage, and you had Elizabeth Warren alone as a top five candidate on the other stage. So she had a night to herself in terms of top tier on the stage. That's not going to happen this time around because of the way that we were doing the three separate draws to try and ensure that as equally as possible in terms of where they stand with Democratic voters right now across the country, they are evenly divided across these two nights.
And it's not just who's on stage together that's going to be completely random. It's also what night they happen to be on.
Exactly. Yeah.
David, the stakes obviously for a lot of these candidates are critical. For some, this could be their last debate.
It could be, because the qualifications get much more stringent in September. And we know from the first debate, as David mentioned, that candidate positions did move as a result, because the audiences were very, very large. There was a new Pew poll out that said half of Democratic voters are saying that they're paying a lot of attention, which is higher than 2008, higher than 2016. So you've got to believe that there are going to be a lot of people watching this. And by the way, on this issue of nights, I spoke to a number of campaigns today who said their preference would be to go the second night, because they want to see exactly what CNN has up its sleeve for them in terms of questions and approach.
There you have it. David Axelrod, David Chalian, and, Anderson Cooper. Stick around. Coming up, we'll check in Northern Nevada. Yeah, Rico Aller, our eyes and ears there. It's all coming up live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The feud continues. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Trump continues.